Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. And hey, come on out and join us after you're finished listening this afternoon to our fifth annual car show over at Crow Transportation on North Market Street in Elizabethtown. And we'd love to meet you there. It's got lots of activities for the kids, and there's going to be a burnout competition, I believe, around 2 o'clock, and lots of food and good times had by all. And free admission. You can't beat free. And we'd love to meet you if you get a chance. And as many of you all know, we're in the middle of a series entitled What's Happening to My Teenager? And we've been covering the last few weeks the seven key changes that take place in the life of your tweener as he or she negotiates this thing called puberty. And of course, if you've missed a week, we want to encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to listen and get caught up. So, Bruce, what's the change we're going to be talking about today?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about the emotional changes that your kids go through. You got a problem with that, Cap?
No, I got no problems with that at all.
Okay, well, good. Seriously, though, I want to talk about those emotional hormones that are raging through the lives of our sons and daughters, not only wreaking havoc on their physical bodies and brain development, but their emotional makeup as well. And, you know, we used to have kids who were steady Eddies, and now they're moody and emotional, and they're experiencing their first puppy love experiences. They're feeling the acceptance and rejection of their peers. They're feeling some failures and successes at school. And all of this is wearing hard on them, and it's creating some inner turmoil that becomes very unnerving to us as parents. And we often become the brunt of their emotional outburst, and they love us, and they hate us, and they love us, and they hate us. And
well, I think that probably many of us who have parented or even are still parenting children at this stage are pretty much tracking with what you're saying, Bruce, and I know that the challenges can be very great, but how can we as parents who have experiences, how can we share with some of the things, share with us what we can do to kind of help those who are in this stage now?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do as a parent is to be the stabilizer, be the calm one here. Then you're going to teach your child how to deal with their emotions by letting them watch you, how you handle yours. So we need to be careful not to overreact with an inappropriate emotional outburst of our own, and that's just going to escalate any problems that may exist there. So they will learn by watching us control our emotions how to deal with some of their mood swings.
Well, I know there's going to be explosions during this time, so Bruce, tell us how we as parents can kind of help navigate through these explosions.
Well, I think we need to prepare for them. We prepare for them several ways. First thing we do is we pray and we ask for wisdom. The book of James tells us that if we lack wisdom, God will give it to us. So we need to pray and ask Him for that. And as we seek to parent our kids through these emotional times, the second thing we need to do is expect our kids to have some outbursts and welcome them as normal. And as we said there, don't overreact, but model for them how to deal with their emotions. Show them how to communicate their feelings the right way. I'm feeling this way right now. I am. And then as they see how we deal and communicate emotions, they will learn. And as we react to their outbursts in a biblical manner, they're going to see that. And we have to help them understand that all feelings are God-given, even anger.
Yes, Paul does tell us that there's nothing in the Bible that says we can't be angry. It just says that we can't be angry and sin at the same time.
Yeah, in Ephesians 4. So many times our kids are going to get emotional in order to manipulate us. They're going to blow up, and whatever we do, we can't cave in. If we teach them that when they get emotional, they win, we're done as parents. So we need to settle them down, talk them through, help them think through the issues they're facing, and see what similar experiences you might have had and begin to share. But don't minimize what they're feeling.
Well, that's good advice. What else?
Well, we need to keep the boundaries intact at this time. You're the parent. You're more mature. You've got life experience. You're not going to be a friend here. You're going to be a parent. And you need to keep those lines sharply and clearly drawn. And they're going to attack you on those things. And you may even hear the words, "I hate you." And don't be devastated. It's the hormones talking. And here's your chance and our chance as parents to show them our unconditional love for them. Assure them that you love them. And don't end the conversation, but keep engaged. Keep encouraging them to talk about how they're feeling and why they're feeling that way.
Well, Bruce, I wish we had more time. And of course, for those of you who are interested, we have a seminar at Community Bible Church on October 31st entitled What's Happening to My Teenager. So we want to invite you out to that. But until that time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.